In Chicago, there are signs that political patronage may finally be a thing of the past. A federal judge today will decide whether to end federal court oversight of the once notorious hiring practices in that city's government. If the judge rules in Chicago's favor, it would end a 45-year-long legal battle over the use of patronage to build one of the nation's most powerful big city political machines. From Chicago, NPR's David Chaper reports.
I'm standing in the lobby of Chicago City Hall, where for decades, just about the only way to get a job here or anywhere else in city government was to have clout. Otherwise, you'd probably be told, as one ward boss once famously said, "We don't want nobody, date nobody sent."
People were hired on the basis of politics and on the basis of work in the precincts.
Attorney Michael Shackman is the lead plaintiff in a lawsuit filed back in 1969 that tried to end Chicago's powerful political patronage system.
Virtually everyone who worked for the city of Chicago or Cook County had to have a sponsorship, a political sponsor, and was only able to get that job and keep that job by doing political work in the precincts and by making substantial, meaningful political contributions.
That created huge patronage armies working the precincts to support Mayor Richard J. Daley and his Democratic machine-backed candidates. And Shackman says it created bloated government payrolls full of employees hired and promoted not because they are qualified, but because of their political efforts.
It destroyed a really representative government, and it bought the public a very expensive and inefficient employment system.
Shackman says the patronage system continued to flourish even after federal consent decrees bearing his name ordered systemic changes. Modest reforms reduced the number of patronage employees over time, but the practice continued in one form or another until aides to Richard M. Daley in 2005 went to prison for creating a sham hiring process designed to get around the court orders. That's when a judge appointed a federal monitor to ensure that city hiring was on the up and up, forcing true reforms to slowly take root. Shackman says those improvements have accelerated since Mayor Rahm Emanuel was elected.
The people he's appointed are first-rate people who have shown every evidence of really wanting to straighten the system out and putting in place good procedures.
So much so that 45 years after filing his lawsuit against the patronage system, Shackman and the federal monitor agree that the city has now implemented enough reforms and safeguards in its hiring practices to end federal oversight. If a federal judge today agrees, it will mark a significant move away from Chicago's old brand of machine politics.
I didn't think I would get to see the end of patronage.
73-year-old Dick Simpson is a political science professor at the University of Illinois Chicago, who as an independent alderman in the 1970s butted heads with the first Mayor Daley and his patronage machine.
Harold Washington was wrong when he said patronage was dead in 1983, but it's weak in 2014.
Other government reformers agree that patronage in Chicago may be on its last legs, but some lifelong city residents aren't buying it.
No. Because it's not true.
60-year-old Chicagoan Maurice Johnson owns a small business selling computer products.
What's different about the way it was? It's just deeper under the ground or hidden.
But Barbara Giroux sees improvement.
I would say we're headed in the right direction.
You do see signs.
I do see signs.
Now, patronage at the state level is another question entirely. Michael Shackman is asking the federal courts to appoint a monitor to oversee Illinois government hiring practices because of widespread patronage claims there. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.